Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Matamore is here, too. Brian has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the president of the Matamore Group. He's the author of a number of books, including Idea Stormers and 21 Days to a Big Idea. He's one of our top creative expert. He's so creative, we can hardly stand it, and he's our good friend. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me, as always. It's always fun.
Well, you're always welcome here, Brian. We're glad you're here. And one of the things that a term I've been using a lot more over the last several years that I think is really a powerful term it's a way of gaining some leverage without being, you know, without sounding like you're bragging about yourself or someone else is bragging about you. I just love the way the term thought leader sounds, because it sets you apart, but it's not so pretentious. What do you think? Or presumptuous? What do you think?
Yeah, now that you've mentioned it, I've never really thought about the term thought leader specifically in the words, but the idea of kind of leading with thoughts, you know, certainly in our work in the creativity area, that's our job, but I never sort of laddered it up or thought in a bigger way about how to be a thought leader I was asked to be part of a blog and come up with some ideas. And so
Right. That's
what I wanted to share today.
Yeah. Yeah, and you want to talk about how small business owners can be thought leaders. And the reason I brought up the I approached it the way I did is a lot of small business owners are not good at sort of putting their best foot forward necessarily in the general marketplace. They're more reticent. They're more, you know, they're a little more demure, so to speak. But I think being a thought leader is a way to help them realize that they know stuff, and the world would like to know what they know. And by sharing those things in a thought leader way and by presenting it to the world as a thought leader, I think thought leader has a better ring to it than saying the expert. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, expert, I think, is sort of focused on the person, and thought leader, mm-hmm. I think, focus in a bigger way of
well
sharing,
said.
Quote, bigger thoughts with the world.
Well said. And, no, I agree, yeah. and it is less presumptuous, the kind
yeah.
of thought there. So, folks,
yeah.
that's what Brian is wants to talk to us about today, and what we're going to try to do is help you understand the concept of a thought leader and how you can be a thought leader. Because, you know, Brian, as you know, one of the things I've been working on for a long time is helping people understand that the first thing that people consider you for is probably not your product, certainly not your price, because they don't even know your price yet, or your selection. They're making decisions about you for other reasons. I use the word relevance. Other people use other words, and thought leadership is a relevance, is major relevance, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. You know, I have a friend who has a house painting business, right? This is from high school. I've known this guy, and he's great. And he became a thought leader in his field by sharing marketing ideas and techniques and even research about house painting and how it might affect the economy and all the rest.
Right.
And, you know, he was hired by one of the large paint guys to go around the country and talk about all this.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a local guy, very smart, really great guy, who built his business way beyond house painting to share these, quote, thought-leading thoughts with the world.
Right.
And I think I frankly think that could be true for any small business.
Well, and of course, what happened to that guy was pretty cool. And I don't think, you know, I don't think people should necessarily expect that to happen to them, nor should I think that should necessarily be their goal for being a thought leader, because to if for me, being a thought leader is a way of differentiating myself from the competition in a way, and a way of serving people in, without saying, you know, you have to buy from me first.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the bigger thought here is that people, you know, in small business often feel limited. They feel limited by the fact that they're local, or they, you know, they don't feel they can expand beyond that.
Right.
But, you know, frankly, if they're sharing the bigger thoughts, whether it's about the economy or whether it's about a new technology or about new ways to serve people, those kind of thoughts not only will be interesting, I think, to the world, but it could lead to new products and services and ways to think about, you know, say, delivering their service.
Right.
So let's talk. Meeting is great for the world and for the business to come up with new ideas.
No question. So talk to us about a few of the ways to approach this.
Well, I think one of them is, you know, it's pretty easy. You can start sharing quotes, if you will, and maybe you put those quotes even on, you know, if you know at a restaurant on your menus or whatever, that shows you're thinking about your business, you know, in creative ways. So that's an easy one to do. I mean, in our world, you know, one of my quotes is, if you're having trouble getting a good idea, create a lot of bad ones. You know, and you know, the other day I created 30 quotes and just sent those out, which was, you know, it's fun and it expands your own mind. So that's
the other thing about quoting, you're talking about creating your own quotes, your own, and so what you can do, see, folks, is you can a quote. You might say, well, I'm not like Socrates or Brian or whatever, you know, but what he's talking about is coin a phrase. It could be a coined phrase about your business. It could be some alliteration, like a perfect paint perspective, you know, to think about your painter.
Yes.
You know, he coined a phrase and he says, let me help you with your perfect paint perspective. Well, people will remember that.
Yeah. Well, we got one. You don't innovate by changing a company's culture. You change the culture by innovating. That one has been repeated so many times.
We
wrote it in an article, and that's about, obviously, culture change. That's become sort of a big deal for us. And, you know, it's a simple little thing, but it's memorable, and it does, you know, communicate potentially something very important.
And I've experimented with that. As I work with large organization, I drop a little quotable bomb in the middle of the company, and it's fun a year later to see how it ripples through the company. You know, and the person you heard it from a year later doesn't know that you're the one who they send it to you, but they don't know that you're the one who dropped it in the company. Brian, hold on to that thought. Brian Matamore and I will be right back, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.